The Lord's been talking to me about a little over a month about this subject. I just want to share it with you this morning, and I trust that the Lord will make it something that we can feed on in our life and strengthen our lives by this. You know, the scripture in Lamentations that most all of us are very familiar with, Lamentations 3, and 22, I don't know how many of you saw, I didn't see the sun come up this morning, but I saw it when it was pretty low in the horizon, or over on the, in the east, and it was a beautiful color this morning. And many times I think about the days, and how that every day is a brand new day. God gives us a new day every day. No matter what yesterday was, it doesn't matter how successful or how unsuccessful we felt yesterday. It doesn't matter what happened yesterday. You know, as long as the Lord leaves the earth here, every morning the sun's going to come up again. He promised that to us. Every day will be another day, another brand new day. The darkness is past. The fear of the night. The needs that we had yesterday, this is a new day. And I want to encourage us this morning. The Lord has given us a new day today. He wants to give us a new day in our lives, in our spiritual lives. You know, we don't know all about, we can't do anything about yesterday. The Lord hasn't given us the privilege to go back and live yesterday again and change yesterday. We can't live in tomorrow. He hasn't given us that privilege. But He has given us the privilege to live today. And the Lord wants us to live today. The Lord wants us to know, my son's coming up again tomorrow. As long as the world lasts, and I don't reckon it's going to last all that much longer. When you see all the prophecies fulfilling and being fulfilled, I don't look for it to last a long time. But I will tell you this, as long as it does, the sun's going to come up every day. And we can look to that. This morning, the scripture tells us here, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. You know that? It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed because His compassions fail not. You know, no matter what yesterday held, today, He shines on us again. All of us. The wicked, the saint, the ones that serve God with all their heart, the sun comes up again. And He says here, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. He could have consumed us when we were wicked. He could have consumed us when we were in sin. But it is of His mercies that He didn't do that. And it says, because His compassions fail not, they are new every morning. Great is Thy faithfulness. Isn't that a wonderful promise? Today has new possibilities. Today has a new thing. Today we can live different than yesterday because of His mercies that we have not been consumed. Because we still have life and breath. The Lord wants us to know, I'm coming up on your life again. I want you to know, yesterday you can't live again. Yesterday you cannot change. But today I want you to live for me. I want you to give today to me. It's a new day. It's not yesterday. And it's not tomorrow. It's today. And the Lord's calling on us today. Live for me today. I've got a new day. I want to give you some joys of life today. Yesterday may have been heartbreak. Today I want to give you some good things in your heart. We want to look at some scriptures. You know, I was thinking about Noah. Noah spent a full year in the ark. A full year shut up in the ark, not able to get out. I believe the Lord gave him plenty of responsibilities in there. Because if he wouldn't have, it would have been too much. Just a year floating on the water most of that time, and he was just in there. You know, it was a full year, but there was a day that the Lord said, it is enough. There was a day, and I'm saying that myself, but there was a day that it was enough, and there was a new day. And you know what the Lord told Noah on that new day? He said, it says, and God blessed Noah and his sons and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. And you know what? God did not forsake his creation. He did not forsake Noah in the ark. He didn't forsake him in the dark day when it rained for 40 days and 40 nights. And I'm guessing it was pretty tumultuous in that ark. Things were broken up. There was swift water running. There was water pouring down from heaven. And I believe that. And we know that. But you know, it don't matter how long that day was. There was another day. And God said, now Noah, I want you to go out. I want you to replenish the earth. I want you to be fruitful and multiply. And you know, the Lord blessed them. It says God blessed Noah and his sons. This morning, I want to challenge us today. God wants to bless our lives. Every one of us, he wants to bless our lives. It doesn't matter what yesterday held. Today is another day. And the Lord wants to pour out upon us a blessing that he wants us to be able to live for him. Have peace in our heart. Have peace in our lives. A new day, a different day than yesterday was. Yesterday, if we live in that, it will overwhelm us sometimes. It can sink us. It can make us depressed if we had some dark days in the past. I've had many good days. I've had some dark days too. But I will tell you what I have found. Today, the sun came up again. And today is another day. The Lord wants us to have hope. He wants us to know, yes, yesterday may have not been what I wanted it to be, but what about today? What about today? The Lord's wanting us to look to him today in our life. No matter what the season, no matter how dark the day, the sun comes up in the morning. I want to read a few scriptures, one in Isaiah 40 and verse 30. It says here, listen to the promises of God. Even the youth shall faint and be weary. You know, there's going to be a time that even the youths, even the strongest, they're going to faint under things. And the young men shall utterly fall, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. You know what that means, saints? Another day. That means we can run. We can mount up with wings as eagles and renew our strength. Maybe yesterday the young men may have been falling. Maybe yesterday we might have felt like we fell. But today the Lord wants to renew that within us. He wants to renew strength within our life. He wants to renew that vision of the things of God. He wants to renew within us that desire that makes us want to serve the Lord with all of our heart. Oh Lord, take my life. I want you to have it. I want to live for you. You know, the Lord wants to renew that day by day. It says here, listen to this. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Dropping back a few verses in 28. Hast thou not known? Have we heard of these things? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint and to them that have no might. Does he cast them away? He increases strength. That's what He wants to do for us today, saints. He wants to increase your strength. He wants to help us to be able to mount up with wings like an eagle. You ever watched an eagle? You ever saw him soar? A lot of times I've wished I could do that. I've watched them up there. I've watched them just soar, and I've just spent time watching them. You know, or watching the birds, sometimes the eagles. And, you know, the Lord wants us to be like that. He said, I want to renew your strength today. Today He wants to do that. I want to read to us in Psalms 103, a promise that I hope somebody here this morning gets a hold of this. The promise of God, that's what we hang our eternal life upon. That's what we hang upon, the promises of God. Listen to this, 103:10. I'm going to read clear through 18, Lord willing. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. Anybody here say that the Lord has dealt with us according to our sins? Has He not been willing to forgive and to create a new day in our life? How about our lives this morning? Nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. Oh, I thank the Lord for that this morning. There will be a judgment day. We know that. But right now, it's a day the sun came up this morning. It's another day of mercy. It's another day the Lord wants to shine upon our lives, upon our hearts today. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is His mercy toward them that fear Him. You know what? Maybe yesterday we wasn't fearing Him, but the Lord wants us to fear Him today. He wants us to turn our hearts toward Him. He wants us to realize the sun's coming up in the morning. I want you to live for me today. I want to shine on you today. As the heaven is high above the earth, so great is His mercy toward them that fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath He removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear Him. Isn't that wonderful this morning? That's how much He pities His children. That's how much He cares about us this morning. So the Lord pitieth them that fear Him. For He knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass. As a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone. And the place thereof shall know it no more. That's the way the grass is. You ever been out in the wheat fields and watched the wind come by in a wave, and you see that golden wheat just bow down as it passes over, and it's gone? That's the way our life is. Our life is just like that. Very short time, and then it's gone. And the place thereof shall know it no more. But listen, the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear Him, and His righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep His covenant, and to those that remember His commandments to do them. Listen, folks. God wants us to remember His commandments. It's another day. We're still on the mercy side of this thing. We're still on the side where the Lord wants to shine and show mercy to us today. And so He hasn't dealt with us according to our iniquities. If He had, we would have been snuffed out. There, we would have been consumed, but because of His compassions, they fail not. The Lord's still looking out. He's still looking for us. He's pleading for us today. The Lord is a God of new, renewal, new days, new things in our lives God wants to give us today. Ephesians 4:22. Listen to this. That you put off concerning the former conversation, the old man. You had an old man. What's that old man? The old man of sin that we used to be. Where are you this morning? The Lord wants to create something new. He wants there to be a new day with new blessings. And thankfully, He won't deal with us according to our iniquities of our past. God is like that this morning. That tells me the bigness of God, the greatness of God, that He doesn't deal with people. Somebody says there is no God, and then God is so kind as to convict them of their sins, and they get saved. What greatness that God is. That ye put off concerning the former conversation, the old man which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. This morning, the Lord wants to renew the spirit of our mind. It's a new day, folks. I want you to remember that. It's not yesterday. We can't do anything about yesterday, except make some things right about it, maybe. But we can't live there again. God hasn't granted that to us. But He wants us to be renewed today. And that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. You know, God wants to create within us something, not something we do. It's our will that we give to Him. It's our life that we give to Him. The new day dawns and we say, Lord, take my life. Yesterday was some big mistakes. Today, Lord, please take my life. And He says that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. The Lord wants to create within us. We can't do that within ourselves. I've heard people say, you know, they wanted to get everything just right so they could live for God. And I just had to think, you know, it's a good thing to bring forth fruits meet for repentance. But we can't live this thing and get to where we can live it for God. He provides that. He does a work within us. He creates something new in us. A new man, a new creature. Something that's unlike the old that wanted sinful things. Excuse me. That did things that were despicable and despised and wrong and evil. And the Lord wants to give us something different. He wants a new creation in our life. And He'll do that for us if only we can believe. If only we can yield Him our will and give Him our heart. Lord, today I'm on the mercy side of eternity. And You're still extending the scepter to me. And You're still saying it's a new day. I want Your heart. I want Your heart today. Oh, how the Lord is longing to give us those good things of God. 2 Corinthians 5, listen to this. Therefore, verse 17. 2 Corinthians 5, 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, what is he? He's a new creature. The Lord forgot the old day and He put it behind Him. Aren't you glad the Lord don't bring it up to you every day? Aren't you glad He don't nag you with it after you're saved? He puts it behind us and cast it as far as the east is from the west, directly opposite from one another. That's what He does. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Yesterday is gone. I can't have tomorrow. I don't know what it holds, but I can have today. The sun came up this morning. It was a beautiful rising. Beautiful pinkish colors over in the east. It was filled with it. It was beautiful. You know what? God wants to come up in our life like that. The Lord wants to rise in our life. He wants it to be something that blesses our day with light, with goodness, with warmth. The Lord wants to give us those things that make things grow that are good. All things are by the sun. All things grow. All things have sustenance because of the sun. And the Lord wants to be that in our life today. He wants us to have a new day. This morning, I just want to challenge us today that to allow God to work in our life and allow Him that place. Listen to this in 2 Corinthians 4 and 6. This is kind of a message to everybody this morning. 2 Corinthians 4 and 16, I'm sorry. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. You know, the Lord segments it off. I don't have to live in yesterday. Last night it was dark all through the night, but today it's light, and I can have that. You know what? The Lord wants to give us light today, folks. When we draw close to the Lord, we are drawing close to the light. God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. There isn't any darkness in God. There isn't anything of darkness in God. Let's draw nigh unto the Lord with our lives. Oh, Lord, draw us close to You. But though our outward man perish, does it mean that we won't have any troubles? He tells us something here. Your outward man is going to perish. Don't ever think it's not going to. We're not going to be the man that lives from now on because they figured everything out. We are going to perish. Everyone on this earth is going to perish. But though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. You know, you can take a strong and healthy person, and if inside they're crushed and wounded and destroyed, you've got a lot of troubles on hand. But you can take a person that their body is destroyed, but their inward man is renewed day by day. And I have watched some of the old folks here, and I've watched God renew them day by day by day. Every day, another segment. The night might have had troubles. The night might have been painful. But in the morning, another scripture, another day, another piece of God's light and strength in our life. Another little part that He wanted to give. Have you ever been to some of those to encourage them? And you come away thinking, wow, that's amazing. That kind of grace, that's amazing. That kind of peace in the midst of this kind of trouble, that's truly amazing. Every day, the Lord wants to renew. He wants to renew our inward man. Young folks, was you tempted yesterday? I'll tell you something. The Lord wants to give you strength today. He wants to build your life today. He wants you to, you're going to have to forget some things. And plunge forward. Lord, I want to live for You. I want to do Your will. I want to give You my life. And I believe that the Lord will renew us day by day. The Lord wants to give us a renewing day after day after day. The Lord wants to make us a new creature, wanting new things, our whole heart desiring the things of God. For listen to what Paul writes here. Have you ever read about Paul's afflictions? Have you ever read about how they beat him? Have you ever read about the time that they stoned him and he fell down? They thought he was dead and so they left him. And after they left, he got up and he went on and he began to preach the gospel in the next town because there was something in here that was renewed. And God touched his body too. God does that too. Many times. For our light affliction, this is what Paul says after all, after knowing what Paul lived through. Our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen. Oh, listen, there's going to be a day. I believe it. We don't look at the things that are seen. Some things are discouraging in our lives. Some things we wish was different. But I will tell you something. There's going to be a day that I believe we're all of us that are ready for that day are going to be overwhelmed beyond description. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Think of that. Now we can't really live there. We can have hope there. But the Lord hasn't afforded us the luxury to live in eternity yet. He hasn't afforded us the luxury to live in yesterday. But folks, I want to tell you, He's given us today. And today, if you will hear His voice, harden not your heart. Hear the voice. The Lord's calling us. He's looking to us. Oh, how much His compassions and love fail not toward us. How much He looks to us, even though we have failed Him at times. I want to read there's a song that we have. I'm just going to read one verse of this. 4:18, in verse 1 it says, while He is pleading, surrender. Turn to the Savior today. Leave all the past far behind you. Walk in His glorious way. See all the future before you, lighted with hope and with peace. You see that? Or is our mind so clouded that we can't realize that God is a God of hope and peace? That's what He is. That's what He does. That's what He specializes in. Drink of the rivers of pleasure, streams that shall ever increase. I woke up in the middle of the night and this song was just going through my mind. I hadn't been thinking about it at all. Number 66 in our Evening Light book here. Listen to these words of this. Verse 1 says, can the Spirit... Let's see, I was wanting... Verse 3, I no trouble and no sorrow see today. Nor will I borrow gloomy visions for the morrow. In my Jesus, all is bright. Can we grasp hold of that promise today? I believe we can. Because we know that this life doesn't consist of the things of this life. It consists of an inner man that lives no matter what happens about us in our life. I believe that. We can have peace inside. And though the world be falling down around us, I believe the Lord has that kind of power. I know trouble and no sorrow see today, nor will I borrow gloomy visions for the morrow. In my Jesus, all is bright. Verse 4 says, to my soul all grace is given, and all gloom afar is driven. Walking in the light of heaven, all is everlasting peace. The last verse says, Jesus bids be joyful ever. He Himself, the wondrous giver. What did we say God is? God is light. And in Him is no darkness at all. The darkness doesn't come from God. Folks, I want to share that with you. The darkness doesn't come from God. He Himself, the wondrous giver, flows within a constant river. And my spirit must rejoice. Glory to my Savior's name. Walking on His holy plain, nothing can my peace disturb. Free and happy as a bird, singing joyful praise evermore. I'm not going to say my peace has never been disturbed. But I've found that when I go to the Lord, He renews it. And He gives it back to me. That's what I found. A new day. A new time, a new segment of time that the Lord wants to give us today. Why should we groan and pain about yesterday when the Lord wants us to live today? He really does. Let's don't allow the enemy to take us into yesterday and tomorrow in a way that's not healthy. We live and have many wonderful memories, and we love that. And we have great hope in the future, and we love that. But I will tell you, if we look on negative things and we allow ourselves to think about those things and be drawn into those things, you know, our hope will leave us. And this morning, the Lord wants to give us everlasting hope. Listen to this Psalm 118, another verse of real hope this morning. I've just fed and fed from this thought that the Lord wants to renew. He wants to give us a new day. Many days over the last month, I've looked outside and I've seen the new day and I've thought, it is a new day. It is a new day, and the Lord has brought His sunshine upon it. Psalms 118 and 24, this is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. How about today for us this morning? Are we rejoicing and being glad in it? I believe if we center ourselves in the Lord, He will give us some peace in here that the world cannot destroy. Are we living in yesterday? Are we fearing tomorrow? Lord, that's not the Lord doing that this morning. The Lord wants the sun to come up in our life. I want to read a few other scriptures in Malachi 4 and 1. Listen to the hope in this scripture. Malachi 4 and 1. For behold, well, this first scripture is not necessarily, but for behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly shall be stubble. Yes, there will be some wrath from God upon the wicked. And the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in His wings. Listen to that. The Son of Righteousness. How's that spelled? S-U-N. But who's He speaking of? The Son of God, Jesus Christ. He's going to arise with healing in His wings. He wants to arise in our lives. Let's let Him arise in our lives. He says here, this promise is not really to all. It says, but unto you that fear my name. What are we going to do today? We going to fear the Lord today? We going to turn our hearts to God from this point on? We going to fear the Lord and look to Him and give Him the reins of our life and the desires of our life? We going to do that? That's the promise this is to. The Son of Righteousness is going to arise with healing in His wings, and ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. Talking about fatted calves. Talking about calves that have plenty. They've been fattened up. They got more than enough. That's the way the Lord said He was going to be for us. Are we fearing the Lord this morning? How about today? Don't worry about yesterday. Worry about today. We're still on the mercy side of eternity. And the Lord wants to arise in our life with healing in His wings. And He wants to give us of His goodness. I want to read one more scripture. In John 14 and 27. Listen to the promise here. I'm so thankful the Lord the Lord gave us this. John 14 and 27, He says here, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth. I'm glad Jesus made that distinction. It's not the same kind of peace the world gives. The world gives peace when they get the new house. And then in another couple of weeks, they're back to fighting again. But the Lord, He gives peace without the new house. He gives peace before and after the new house. The Lord is like that. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. I just want to leave us with that scripture. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. The Lord has let us know. There's no man that can take this from us. There's no thing that can happen that can take this from us. We can always have something in here that transcends what this world has to offer us. And I thank God for that. This morning, let's consider our life. Let's consider ourselves. Everybody's different. I don't twist on people a lot, but I want to tell you something. God has something so much better than to live a life of sin and wrong. And know in our hearts that we have to meet Him one day. I just want to share with you something. No man can take this from us. God will give you something there isn't any man can take from us. There's a song, and I didn't look it up. I was wanting to. It says something to the effect, the sun's coming up in the morning. Every tear shall be wiped from my eyes. If I remember it right, this old flesh is going to give way to glory. And like an eagle, I'll take to the skies. How about your hope this morning? What's your hope for the future? Today's a new day, folks. The Lord wants us to fear Him. He wants to come up with healing in His wings for our life, for our hurts, for our needs, for our sins. The Lord wants to heal us this morning.